Welcome to a bonus edition of BookSpeak here on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air. Today, we thought it'd be fun to see what would happen if two people, husband and wife, read the same book together.
Truck, A Love Story by Michael Perry, reviewed by Mark
and Cindy
Streidelmeyer. I originally read Truck, A Love Story by Michael Perry in self-defense. My wife, Cindy, works for the Jay County Public Library, and she reads everything. She shares maybe a third to a half of what she reads with me, aloud. I can always tell when this is about to happen. She snickers, puts the book down, and looks my way. Then I know I'm about to share in the experience.
Well, I confess to subjecting Mark to excerpts of Truck, in part because the author will be visiting the library this fall, and we hope all of Jay County will read the book. And in my own defense, I must tell you that by page 53, reading it aloud became absolutely necessary.
Hmm.
See my restraint? I waited more than 50 great pages before inviting Mark to listen.
Okay.
When Perry confesses that he splits his radio listening between public radio and Moose Country 106.7, who could help reading aloud a paragraph rhapsodizing on the fascinating and familiar names of Carl Castle, Anne Garrels, on through Sylvia Poggioli and Lakshmi Singh. This from the same writer who prefers country music performed by one-namers, like Waylon and Willie, Buck and Merle, because, he says, the new stuff suffers from over-grooming.
See what I mean? With this book, there were more Cindy read-alouds than usual. The secret to getting her to stop is to tell her that I plan to read the book myself. And then she'll say, oh, well then, I wouldn't want to spoil it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I am happy that I fulfilled my pledge to read this book. This book catches hold of you, so you start reading fast and finish slow. You know what I mean?
One of the qualities of Truck and Perry's previous books, like Population 485, Getting to Know Your Neighbors One Siren at a Time, is friendliness. There's an openness and gratitude where people, family, ideas, and new experiences are concerned, even as the author points out the absurdities that arise when people are people, the author included.
If you've ever lived in a small town, this book is for you. If you know the mania of a person who simply has to restore a truck, a car, or something old to its former condition, you will understand. You will also appreciate that any simple project, especially a restoration project, never finishes simply. Perry celebrates the unconventional people in our lives, and there really is a love story.
A community needs room for caring, humor, clear observation, and a willingness to turn your imagination loose from time to time. It works well for a story or a book, too. I like to feel a writer is sharing ideas with me without requiring me to take every one of them on. I'm invited to listen, consider, and then share my own thoughts. Oh, it works a bit better live. Still, I could always read a little bit to Mark as a conversation starter.
Perry can be elegant to the point of being fine. He can also be commonplace graphic to that point of insight where you catch yourself saying, I know just what he means, and you laugh out loud. If you aren't careful, you may just catch yourself reading large portions of this book to those nearest and dearest to you until they promise to read the book themselves.
Not like anyone we know, of course. Mark and I are both saving the date of Michael Perry's visit. He's coming to the library in Portland on October 20th to talk about Truck, A Love Story. No doubt it will be an open and friendly visit. Trucks are optional.
This is Mark.
And Cindy.
Streidelmeyer.
For BookSpeak.
And that does it for BookSpeak for today and for this summer season. We'd like to take the time to thank Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City for their generous support of this program. Also, thanks to the area libraries who helped promote BookSpeak and encouraged everyone to read a book this summer. We had editing help for BookSpeak from our summer intern, Oliver Heinemann. And a final reminder, we have all of this year's plus the previous two seasons of BookSpeak archived on our website at bsu.edu/IPR. Carol Tremmer has been our executive producer. I'm Brian Eckstein. Thanks for listening to and participating in BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio.